With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Responding to President Trump's three-month pause in higher U.S. tariffs on most countries, the European Union is delaying new tariffs on American goods for 90 days. The lone exception to Mr. Trump's tariff rollback is China. The levy on Chinese imports rise to 125%.
The president explained that more than 75 countries have contacted the U.S. government for trade talks since the announcement of his reciprocal tariffs.
I did a 90-day pause for the people that didn't retaliate because I told them if you retaliate, we're going to double it. And that's what I did with China, because they did retaliate.
He also said he was monitoring the bond market and thought people were getting a bit yippy, afraid. The president's pause on some tariffs sent stocks sharply higher. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The government releases its closely watched consumer price index this morning. It will tell the tale of inflation for the month of March. Also at SRNNews.com, after postponing last evening's vote, House Republicans may vote today on a budget plan that would advance the Trump agenda.
Speaker Mike Johnson said the chamber would probably vote on the measure Thursday. The chamber was initially scheduled to vote on the measure around 5:30 p.m. Wednesday, but a number of lawmakers in the party's right flank remain entrenched in opposition to the measure, unwilling to waver from that resistance despite intense pressure from President Trump himself. Johnson officially announced plans to yank the vote after he huddled in a room off the House floor with more than a dozen conservative holdouts for over an hour. In the end, the conversation was not enough. The speaker said the conservative critics still had qualms with the budget resolution. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Searchers still recovering bodies 2 days after the nightclub roof collapse in the Dominican Republic. The death toll has now risen to 218. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 603 points. NASDAQ futures off 406. This is SRN News. Is a quiet revival underway in the United Kingdom?
Well, something is going on. According to a new YouGov poll, church attendance in the UK is ticking up. 12% of British adults say they went to worship at least once a month. And while that's not very impressive, it's a sharp increase from 8% back in 2018. The survey also reveals that the revival, such as it is being led by young men. In 2018, just 4% of English males ages 18 to 24 went to church. Now 20% do so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Passover celebrations this year will again occur amid anxiety among many Jews relating to the unresolved Israel-Hamas conflict in Gaza and the specter of widespread anti-Semitism. Passover, a major Jewish holiday, celebrated over 7 or 8 days each year, beginning at sunset on Saturday. It ends after nightfall on April 20th, commemorates the exodus of the ancient Israelites from slavery in Egypt. This is SRN News. Iran's rapidly expanding nuclear program, the target of new U.S. sanctions.
These sanctions come just days before senior officials are to hold talks in the Persian Gulf nation of Oman. Five entities and one person based in Iran are cited in the new sanctions for their support of Iran's nuclear program. One of the designated groups include the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran. The sanctions also target Iran's centrifuge technology company, Thorium Power Company, and Azerab Industries.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. Indiana has announced a new measles outbreak. The cases do not have a link to the Texas outbreak that has surpassed 500 cases as of a couple of days ago, includes the death of two children. The U.S. now has more than double the total number of measles cases last year. New Mexico, Ohio, Kansas, and Oklahoma also have outbreaks. More details at srnnews.com.